Just imagine what fishing must have been like only 50 years ago. Thousands of acres of pristine lakes and streams, waters abounding with bass of all sizes. Fishermen were few then, and the supply of bass was always greater than the demand. But things have changed dramatically since the good old days. Lured to this subtropical paradise, Florida's human population has expanded at an alarming rate. While competition for limited natural resources increases, the combined effects of habitat destruction, water pollution, and intensive development take their toll on our waters. Sport fish populations, once thought to be unlimited, may soon become incapable of meeting angler expectations. Fishery biologists are trying to prevent this from happening through habitat enhancement, restoration efforts, and harvest restrictions. But biologists also need your help. As bass anglers become more and more numerous and efficient, the need for conservation ethics will become even greater. If Florida's waters are overfished, fishing success, as well as the average size of bass and the number of trophy fish, will decline. Fortunately for fish and fishermen, recreational values are changing. Studies have shown that most bass will survive catch and release procedures unless severely injured or handled improperly. Now, many anglers are making a personal contribution to the future of fishing by releasing all or a portion of their catch. Practicing catch and release, especially of our larger bass, can greatly improve the size and catch rates of bass in areas where fishing pressure is intense. Basically, these fish are being recycled. After a brief encounter with a fisherman, bass released with reasonable care may give another angler a similar thrill later on. However, releasing bass can produce positive results only if the fish survives to be caught again. Fish need every possible chance to recover fully from the stress inflicted by hooking, fighting, and handling. When you practice catch and release, give it your best effort. Above all else, be careful releasing bass or any other fish. Remember, these fish are only borrowed from our lakes and streams and should be returned to their natural habitat in as good a condition as they were before you caught them. Here are some catch and release guidelines to help you maintain quality bass fishing. Bass injuries can be greatly reduced by using barbless hooks. Most hooks can be modified by simply mashing down the barbs with pliers. If you are worried about the fish shaking loose, keep a tight line. Set the hook quickly when you detect a strike. If hooked in the throat or gut, the fish's chance for survival decreases. This is especially true when fishing with plastic worms or live bait. Fish that are played and landed rapidly have a much better chance of survival than those that struggle for a long period of time. Don't use landing nets to boat fish which you plan to release unharmed. Nets scrape off mucus, which protects the fish from bacterial and fungal infections. If the damage is severe, your bass may die long after swimming away. By the way, nets can also entangle exposed hooks, delaying release. When landing and dehooking your bass, a firm grip on the lower jaw will immobilize the fish. Handling bass with dry hands, a dry towel, or gloves will destroy the protective mucus layer. Avoid touching the sensitive gills and eyes. Both hands should be used to hold and support larger trophy-sized bass. Use hook removal tools to extract hooks from fish. A variety of commercial dehookers are available. Needle-nosed pliers and surgical hemostats can also be used. grasp embedded hooks near the bend and back hooks out opposite the direction of entry. Tearing out a hook could severely injure the fish. If the fish is hooked in the throat or stomach, cut the line. Hooks will eventually rust away or be eroded by digestive juices. Fish can no longer breathe when removed from the water. Lack of oxygen for several minutes will inhibit their ability to recover. Keep fish in the water if the hook is difficult to dislodge. In fact, the best catch and release practice is never to remove a fish from the water. Release all bass gently. Don't toss them back into the water, as the impact could cause further injury. Bass which fight to exhaustion will require extra attention. You can revive a tired bass by holding the mouth slightly open and moving the fish gently back and forth to force water across its gills. Release the fish when it is able to swim away on its own. Finally, never place fish you intend to release on a stringer with the intention of culling them later. From spawning to hatching and throughout adulthood, bass face many obstacles to survival. However, bass are exceptionally hardy and, if properly handled and released quickly, may well survive to fight again. Even bass which are gut hooked or hooked in sensitive areas, such as gills, may survive if released quickly. This fish was in the process of passing a worm hook when it was caught again. Gill damage is one of the most serious problems. This is a broken gill arch of an otherwise healthy largemouth bass. Gill-hooked fish often die from blood loss, although some apparently survive even this injury. If in doubt about the survival chances of your fish, you can place legal-sized bass in an aerated live well for a while and release it later if it appears capable of swimming away. Illegal-sized bass cannot be possessed at any time. Released bass are often caught several times. This fish has a hook scar from an encounter with another angler. Thousands of lunker bass are caught each year by lucky fishermen. These are bragging-sized bass, and many end up at the local taxidermist to preserve the memory of the catch and incite the envy of neighbors and friends. Instead of killing these fish, why not consider releasing them in appreciation for the thrill they provided? Replica mounts of bass are becoming a popular alternative to killing trophy fish. Based on actual measurements, many taxidermists can now provide a fiberglass reproduction of your catch to rival the best skin mount. Photographs offer an even less expensive way to preserve memories of a successful fishing trip. Pose proudly as you release your trophy bass to show your commitment to conservation. Bass fishing tournaments have become a widespread and highly visible form of recreation. Tournament organizers should always incorporate live release measures to help ensure the future of these contests. Successful release efforts depend on informed contestants and advanced planning to minimize bass mortality. Properly conducted live release programs offer bass the best possible chances of survival. The care bass receive prior to and during the weigh-in determines whether they live or suffer delayed mortality several days or even weeks after being released. All live wells should have reliable aeration systems, which are operated continuously. Comfortable water temperatures in live wells and temporary holding tanks are important. The weigh-in process must be rapid, so bass can be returned to the water as soon as possible with a minimum of handling. Release sites should be chosen carefully. For example, stay away from stagnant waters, such as dead-end canals. Oxygen levels there are low. Heavily vegetated areas should also be avoided. With so much emphasis being placed on survival of fish caught in tournaments, alternatives to conventional weigh-in procedures are becoming popular. In Polaroid tournaments, anglers photograph their fish on standardized measuring boards and record the lengths, All fish are then released at boat side. Bass lengths can simply be recorded by contestants and verified by their partners. The angler with the greatest cumulative length wins. Night tournaments can reduce fish mortality rates during the summer. When air and water temperatures are high, stress factors are the greatest. Anglers should exercise extreme care in handling fish and release them quickly under those conditions. Stress can also be reduced by minimizing the number of bass confined in live wells. Tournaments with high minimum size limits, low bag limits, or biggest bass only events all help increase survival rates since contestants keep fewer fish to weigh in. Catch and release bass fishing makes good sense when you consider some important biological facts and findings. At a catch and release lake in Florida, bass fishing pressure is more than 10 times higher than most popular fishing areas. Yet fishing success remains exceptionally high. During a recent 6-month period, each bass was caught an average of 3 times. By comparison, in nearby lakes, where the harvest provisions were liberal, bass populations were quickly overfished, and the fishing success rate became poor. Natural mortality, along with fishing-related mortality, have a combined effect on bass populations. As bass get older, fewer are available for anglers to catch. The vast majority of adult bass in Florida are only 1 to 3 years old and typically weigh between 1 and 2 pounds. 3 to 5 pounders are at least 4 years old, and a 10-pound bass may be over 15 years of age. Once these larger bass are harvested or die from various causes, including improper release efforts, it takes a long time for them to be replaced. Few bass will live long enough to grow as large as this 16-pounder. Although smaller and younger bass are relatively abundant, over time, both natural and fishing mortality limit the number of trophy-sized bass. By releasing 3 to 6 pound bass, which are more likely to live long enough to become trophies, anglers can help promote quality fishing. Fishermen hope there will always be enough bass in Florida lakes for them to harvest a few without feeling guilty about it. However, smaller bass are more abundant and are quickly replaced in the population. Again, anglers should consider releasing larger bass, 3 pounds or more, and keeping smaller ones for the dinner table. For more information on catch and release techniques, a book entitled Recycle Your Bass, A Guide to Handling and Releasing Your Catch, is available from the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission. Fishing clubs may request Live Release of Bass, a booklet for tournament organizers developed by the Bass Research Foundation. The future of fishing is in our hands. Biologists devoted to research and management programs and anglers dedicated to conservation ethics help ensure that high-quality bass fishing remains available to us all. Working together, we can restore fishing to the way it used to be by the way we treat fishery resources today. Catch and release fishing isn't just a responsible attitude, it's an important management tool for fishery biologists. Before you make your first cast, make a personal commitment to practice catch and release. As you watch your bass swim away, take pride in your contribution to conservation. Recycle your bass for others to enjoy. They're too valuable to be caught only once. So, good fishing!